Well, now on the English programme, it's time for... Nature myths, folks. Yes, this is it. The point where we find out where things came from. Yes, and today's nature myths is called How the Blossoms Came to the Heather. Okay. Not quite sure how a blossom comes to heather, but we're going to find out right now, in fact. Here we go. Only a little while after the earth was made, the trees and the plants came to live on it. They were happy and contented. As happy and contented as trees and plants can be, I suppose. The rose was glad because her flowers were red. The violet was happy because, however shyly she might hide herself away, someone would come along to look at her and praise her fragrance. So everything and everyone was sort of happy because they all had something very unique that the next thing didn't have. So Daisy was happiest of all because all the children in the world loved her. Who's Daisy? Have I missed something here? No. I don't know. Okay, let's move on. The trees and plants chose homes for them. Who's Daisy? Is this no idea. Maybe I've missed something. The oak said, I will live in the broad fields and by the roads, and travellers may sit in my shadow. I shall be contented on the waters of the pond, said that's the water lily talking there. And I am contented in the sunny fields, said the daisy. Oh, the daisy. Not daisy, the daisy, right. My fragrance shall rise from beside some mossy stone. That's what the violet said. Each plant chose its home where it could be most happy and contented. There was one little plant, however, that had not said a word and had not chosen a home. This plant was the heather. She had not the sweet fragrance of the violet, and the children did not love her as they did the daisy. The reason was that no blossoms had been given to her, and she was too shy to ask for them. I wish there was someone who would be glad to see me, she said. But she was a brave little plant, and she did her best to be contented and to look bright and green. One day she heard the mountain say, Dear plant, will you not come to my rocks and cover them with your brightness and beauty? In the winter they are cold, and in the summer they are stung by the sunshine. Will you not come and cover them? Well, I can't leave the pond, cried the water lily. No, I cannot leave the moss, said the violet. I think I'm going to knock off doing all these silly voices now. I cannot leave the moss, said the violet. I cannot leave the green fields, said the daisy. Not daisy, I was thinking of like one of those black and white cows in the middle of a field. Obviously it wasn't, it was a plant. The little heather was really trembling with eagerness. If the great, beautiful mountain would only let me come, she thought, and at last she whispered very softly and shyly, Please, dear mountain, will you let me come? I've not any blossoms like the others, but I will try to keep the wind and the sun away from you. Let you, cried the mountain. I shall be contented and happy if a dear little plant like you will only come to me. So the heather soon covered the rocky mountainside with her bright green, and the mountain called proudly to the other plants, See how beautiful my heather is. The other replied, Yes, she is bright and green, but she has no blossoms. And then a sweet, gentle voice was heard saying, Blossoms you shall have many and many a flower, because you have loved the lovely mountain and have done all that you can to make him happy. And that's more or less the end of the story there. So be nice to people and they will be nice to you, I think, is the moral of that particular tale. So there we go. That's the end of the story.